are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation. Hi, I'm Jim Henshaw. I'm glad to be involved with you through the CD modem. I'm going to talk about some things that'll help distinguish yourself from the rest of the competition out there. I'm going to talk about a presentation manual, a real presentation manual. I don't mean a pitch book. I'm going to ask you to quit using that phrase today. It's not a pitch book. Baseball players make pitches. This is a presentation manual. When you call it a pitch book, it demeans it and lowers the value. A presentation manual is just like the advertisements we hear from MasterCard. It's priceless. What the purpose of the presentation manual is to validate three different things. Now, let me ask you, do you know the definition of validation? I wasn't sure, so I looked it up. Webster's Dictionary says to declare or make legally valid, to give an official sanction, to establish the soundness of. So we're going to validate three things with our presentation manual. We've got to validate the company. The customer must understand the company is exactly who they want to do business with. It doesn't look like another company out there. It might be totally different, but it is a company that will solve their comfort concerns. We must validate the products. The products have to be the right products to bring comfort to this homeowner. They must know that the products you're bringing will do the things that they want to have the benefits that they need in their home. Thirdly, you got to validate yourselves. We got to validate the fact that we're the right people to be involved. And what makes us so important? Well, I tell you, we must really desire comfort for our customers, something very different from what they've got now. It's not just a box that heats and cools a home. It is comfort. Perhaps for the first time in this home that they're living in, they'll be comfortable. So we're going to validate the company, the products, and ourselves. Here are the elements needed in a presentation manual. I've broken them into four segments. This is my own definition. You can say, well, it should be six. It should be two. That's fine. I'm going to talk about the four elements that I believe that are needed in a presentation manual. I'm going to start with validating the company. And I'm going to start with the first part of that is a company resume. It's merely an indication of who you are, what your genealogy is, what the background is, the employees, the history of the company. Now, on a sidebar, if you've only been in business for 6 months, a lot of us feel a little bit defeated by that. And we say, you know, I can't compete against a company that's been in business 40 years. It turns out you can. All you have to do is look at your employees. If you've been in business 6 months, you probably don't have all the employees in the building that only have been in business 6 months as well. They might have had industry experience spanning decades. So total up the total number of years that all your employees have in the business and present that and say, we have 112 years of experience that we're bringing to your home. Now, go back to the company and the resume. The resume that I used when I was in the business for 9 years in Phoenix, Arizona, started out with the top part, just the things we were doing in the marketplace. Custom sheet metal, residential replacement work, service agreements, maintenance agreements. We did some commercial work, and so we also had a list of our commercial customers. In fact, we had that list divided up into segments. I had houses of worship. I had a Jewish synagogue. We had a couple of Baptist churches, a Presbyterian church, a Greek Orthodox church. So if there was a church or a worship center in their neighborhood, I got an emotional connection with the person I'm talking to, and they say, oh, if you're doing work for that building, then you probably could do the work at my home. So show them the people that you do work for and use this resume as a starting point to build your credibility and to validate your company.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.